This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, John.
How you doing this week?
I'm hot, but doing well. How about you?
Very well. And please remind us of that animalistic challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said name a breed of dog that starts and ends with the same letter of the alphabet. Drop that letter at both ends, and I said if you have the right dog, the remaining letters phonetically will name some animals. What's the dog and what are the animals?
Uh-huh, and the answers are?
Well, the dog is dachshund. Get rid of the D's and you're left with oxen.
Dachshund, oxen. This week we had 2,000 entries, and out of those entries we have a winner. In fact, this week we have two winners. They are mother and son, Jody and David Ingersoll. Congratulations to you.
Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. We're looking forward to a great bit of fun in the next few minutes.
Oh, it always is. Every Sunday morning.
Yeah, we've been doing this for years and years.
Good
and we
for
go
you.
Together as a team effort.
Yeah. Let's see. David, you're from Cleveland, Ohio.
I am.
And Jody, you're in Sorrento, Florida, right?
Yes, that's
right.
True.
And how did you get the answer to last week's puzzle?
It was just one of those things that popped into my head. Unusual. I usually have to work at those.
And do you usually work together over the phone on the puzzle?
Yes.
And throughout the week, usually.
Are you ready to play today?
We are.
All right. Well, meet David and Jody, and let's play the puzzle.
All right, Jody, David, today's puzzle is called Lest We Forget. Every answer is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase or name with the consecutive letters L-E-S-T. And specifically, the first part ends in L-E, and the second part starts with S-T.
Okay.
For example, if I said activity in a seminary, you would say Bible study. Bible ending in L-E and study starting S-T.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number one is a place to park a Schwinn or Raleigh.
Bicycle.
Yes.
And stand.
And what's the apparatus? A bicycle stand is it. Good.
I think David got the first word and Jody got the second word in that one.
That's
quite a team.
That's a good team. Number two, nickname for Oklahoma based on its distinctive shape.
State, obviously.
Yes.
Panhandle state.
Panhandle state is it. It has a wick running through it.
Candlestick.
Tent.
Very good. Where to buy an iPad or iPod?
Apple Store.
Yes. Fill in the blank. Blank Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar.
Oh, one of my favorite TV shows. I loved that.
Road marker every 5,280 feet.
Mile. Stick.
Mile. What is it?
Something more permanent than a stick.
Milestone.
A milestone is it.
Goodness.
Michelangelo's David or the Venus de Milo?
Something statue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what's it made of?
Marble.
Marble.
Marble statue is it. Exclamation meaning nonsense. The first part names a musical instrument.
I think I have that one.
Take the help.
John.
Yes.
Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks is it. Good. Very good. Try this one. Romantic novelist who has had more than 25 number one hardcover fiction bestsellers.
Would that be Danielle Steele?
That would be it. Your next one is road safety feature, often stretching across a highway that causes a car to vibrate.
Rumble strip.
That's it. Legendary venue for blues in Memphis.
Something street.
Yes. What's the name of the street in Memphis?
Only I'd have been there.
I think I've got that one.
Please.
Right ahead.
Beale Street.
Beale Street is it. And here's your last one, a kind of tour for a political candidate traveling by train.
Something stop, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, and what noise does an old-fashioned train make? A toot.
choo choo choo, but that's not an EL.
I think it's whistle stop.
Whistle stop, a whistle stop tour. Good job. That was two or three heads are better than one.
Yes, yes. David and Jody, thanks for letting me join your team.
Thank you so much for all the help.
You did a great job. This was fun.
Thank you very, very much. It's been a blast.
Well, it has
been humbling but delightful.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get weekend lapel pins, one for each of you, as well as puzzle books and games that you can read about at npr.org/puzzle. What member station do you listen to, David?
We listen to WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio, and we are members.
And Jody, which station do you listen to down in Florida?
I listen to WCPN.
Oh, you listen on the web?
Yes.
Well, no, what actually happens is I call her at 8:40 on Sunday morning, put the phone next to the radio, and we do the puzzle together.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for playing today. We've really enjoyed having you.
Thank you so very much.
And Will, how about the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener David Ellis Dickerson of New York City. Take the name of an aquatic animal in two words, six letters in the first word, four letters in the second. Remove the first letter of each word. The remaining eight letters in order will spell a word that might describe an animal that is not aquatic. What's the animal and what's the word? So again, an aquatic animal, 6-4, remove the first letter of each word. The remaining eight letters in order will spell a word that might describe an animal that is not aquatic. What's the animal and what's the word?
Another animal puzzle. And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, John.